So today we're going to continue with the third part in this four-part series about tshuva and about preparing for Yom HaDin, and specifically the etzes, the practical etzes of how to be menatzeach b'din, how to win in din. So the last time we discussed being dan l'kav schus, how that's a schus and din, because if we're done, other people kaf schus, the hope is that the Rebbeinu Shalom will see us in a positive light as well and judge us favorably. The time before that, we discussed how it's important to be mitzarif yourself to a tzibur. Tzibur le'meis, if you want to tap into the immortal nature of life, you have to make yourself irreplaceable to the tzibur. Today we're going to discuss something else, and that is being maver al midaisav, which means that a person has the ability to overlook things and to not be such a stickler for everything that is owed to me and every person that should be doing something for me and didn't and is not acting in a way that I expected them to act, and we right away get upset. A person that is able to be maver al midaisav, a person that's able to overcome that temptation at everyone acting perfectly and setting the bar super high for people, and if they don't meet that bar, then we right away throw them away. That is something that's a very, very chashuva midah to have. We call it vitur, to be mevater. Mevater means like we're not so makbid. We don't have a kpeda on every single thing and every single person. There are people that walk throughout life with this tremendous chip on their shoulder, and everybody, you know, they have it in for everybody because this guy wasn't nice to me about this, and this person acted disgusting to me, and this person owes me money, and this person, you know, you have tainus on the world. Being mevater, a person that's mevater, just lets everything roll off their back. It's not a big deal. I don't care. I'm not makbid. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's cool. That is a wonderful personality type. That's a personality type that will get along with people in life. Marriages will be good, and friendships will be good, and the work environment will be healthy, all because you're not such a stickler. You're not so makbid on every little thing. And this is a very big schus in din. And this is actually not just found in the Sifrei Musar. This is actually a Gemara. This is probably, of all the things that we've discussed until now, this is probably the one with the earliest source, because it's actually a Gemara Mefureshes in Rosh Hashanah Yudzayin Mabez. And the Gemara there says, Amar Rava, Kol Hamavir al Midaisav, whoever is maver al midaisav, whoever has this midah of being a mevater, ma'avirin lay al kol pishav. The midah k'neged midah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive all of your sins. If you're maver al midaisav, I'm not makbid about my covet, about my, you know, my own things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to not be makbid on you weren't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the bar high for us. And we're not always able to pass the bar. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we don't hold other people that accountable when they can't, you know, meet our expectations, and we're fine with it, we understand it, we're accommodating, we're chilled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol also will be ma'avir menu kol pshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, like, listen, he sinned. I have high expectations for him, but I'm not going to be such a stickler with my expectations, because he shows in his own personal conduct that he doesn't hold people accountable either. If you have the other type personality, that every little minor infraction that other people do to me is off with the head, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh really, that's the way you treat other people? How would you like it if I treated you that way? Every little aveira, every little, you know, small aveira, big aveira, I'm going to also be very makbid with you. But if you're not makbid with other people, if you're able to be maver al midaisav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises a Gemara. And it's a darshan from a pasuk, shenemar noisei avin Va'ayver al pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nicely oven. He removes sin. Va'ayver al pesha. And the Gemara darshins, l'mi nicely oven. Who does he remove sin for? L'misha ayver al pesha. People that are able to be ayver al pesha. When people do bad stuff to them, they're okay with it. They're mevater. They're able to like say, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Somebody steps on your toe. Either you could go crazy on them, or you could say, that's fine, I'm okay, it's fine. You know, Moshe Feinstein, they close, I don't know if this story is true, I've heard later years, you know, when you're a kid, you hear these stories, and then somebody said, it's not so true. But, you know, it could have been true. Moshe, I think Yeshiva Bacher gave him a ride home, or helped him into a car, and he basically closed the car door on Moshe's fingers, supposedly. And Moshe didn't say a word. He was like, you know, he like got his hand out somehow and like he was like going like this, but he didn't want to hurt the guy's feelings. That's a very extreme case of being mevater and being ayver al pesha, but it's a good mashal at least for what a person has the ability to do. It doesn't have to be somebody closing a door on our finger. It could be just the person ignoring us as they walk into the room, or a person saying something that's not perfectly filtered or against us. And again, I always have to remind people that this does not mean that a person should tolerate being abused. Don't walk out of here thinking that, okay, so it means if somebody pushes me around, bullies me, you know, beats me up, is disgusting to me and curses at me, calls me all the names in the book, screams at me, I should just take it and be happy. And that's not what we're saying. We're saying for regular stuff that, you know, you have a choice to make whether or not you want to be very makbid or not, then try to not be so makbid. Try to just let things go. But things that are real serious, they're not regular stuff. They're like out of the box sort of abuse. That's not what we're talking about today at all. If you look in Rashi on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, he says like this, an interesting lashon, hamavir al midaisav. What does it mean, hamavir al midaisav? If you dissect that phrase, mavir al midaisav. Now, you think that it means you're being maver on your midais, right? On your character, you're glossing over, you're passing over your midais, your character. That's what I think is the pshat on the Gemara. Like, I'm not going to be mak, but if you're sort of doing something against me or who I am or my, but that's not how Rashi learns. Maver al midaisav, Rashi says, She'enai medakdek limdaid mida limitzarim aysay umeniach midaisav v'haylech lai. Rashi learns that the word mavral midaisav means like a measurement, like a mida, midas and mishkalas. A measurement is like, I'm not so makbid to measure out mida for those that are mitzarim me. Umeniach midaisav v'haylech lai. So, meaning if somebody would measure me out a midah that's not appropriate, then I'm not going to be mitzara of them. I'm not going to be makbid. Meaning if somebody doles out to me something that is inappropriate for who I am, I did you so many favors, and then when I asked you for something, you didn't give me the measure that I expected or that I deserve from you, I'm not going to be makbid. I would normally, what do we do naturally? Naturally, how could you do that to me? Don't you know all that I did? And you can like go on for a 20-minute musar shmooze about all the things I did for you. And then when I came over to you and I wanted to ask you for a lift, I gave you lifts to the moon, and I asked you for a lift to a chasna. You can't give it to me. But if you're mavra al midaisav, that means that you're not going to measure it. You're not going to like have everything on your scale and say, well, you know, you owe me, and how come you're not paying me back perfectly? That is a tremendous maila. And then mavir men al kol pshav, Rashi says, ein midas hadin midakdekes acharein. If you're not so makbid on your scales, on your measures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be medaktik either. I'll also walk away and say, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Here we have a chazal that's telling us how to win in din. This is not just shtick. This is not like, okay, somebody, some mashgiach in some yeshiva in Europe came up with some chaps, you know, how to be. This is a Gemara. The Gemara is saying if you want to be mavram, ayvral pesha, if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be forgiving and not to be so medactic in din, very simple, you should not be medactic with other people in your own din, in your own midas. I once had a ara based on this Rashi that we just quoted. In last week's parsha, at the end of Kiseitze, we had the parsha of midas and mishkalas. So you have to have perfect midas, you have to weigh everything perfectly. So Rashi says, so the pasuk says like this, and listen if you can chop, you know, what I'm trying to point out over here, and I'll emphasize it. It says like here, lo yia l'cha b'veisecha eifa v'eifa g'day l'ketan. You shouldn't have in your house an eifa, different measures, g'day l'ketan, big and small, whether you're buying or selling, you're trying to rip people off. So you have stones, the counterweights, you know, to balance things out. If it's a pound, I'll sometimes use a pound and a quarter, sometimes I'll use, I get upset, like sometimes you go into let's say a takeout store, and you know, you ask for a pound of cholent, let's say. So what do? Sometimes like, and then you get home and you see like, they didn't give you a pound of cholent, they gave you like 1.25 pounds of cholent. 1.25, I didn't ask for 1.25. You know, if they gave me 1.01, fine, but like comes a point like, it's not appropriate, you're sort of ripping me off. Like it's not, you know, if you want to give me less, it's also not appropriate. You should give me, so you have to let something, you can't give exact, but like, you know, it's sort of not, I don't think it's honest when you give too much. But that's not even what he's doing. At least the measures are hopefully accurate in the store, and he's just giving me too much. But at least I'm getting what I paid for, just getting more than I wanted. But sometimes you're not even getting what you paid for because the scales are not honest. You know, they basically messed around with the scales. So again, it says, lo yia l'cha b'veisecha eifa v'eifa, even shlem v'tzedek yia l'ach, eifa shlem v'tzedek yia l'ach, l'man yirich yamecha l'adama, asher Hashem ha'kev no yisein l'ach. It seems to be like this constant refrain of the word l'cha or l'ach. The pasuk keeps on being madgish. You should not have, you know, messed up scales. Your scales should be perfect. Your dry measures, your wet measures, all of the measures in your store, in your house, should be perfect measures. Why does it keep saying l'cha? We get it. Obviously, we're not talking to your neighbor. We're talking to you. Well, does it have to say, you know, by any other mitzvah Torah, you should not, you know, la'yia l'cha. Say it once. Why do you have to keep on l'cha, l'cha, l'cha? I was thinking that maybe what the pasuk is trying to say is that when it's you, when you're the one that's measuring things out, you have to be very makbid on your measures. If I have a store, if I have a takeout store, I got to make sure that my scales are working properly, they're properly calibrated, that I'm giving customers exactly what they deserve. The measure has to be perfect. When I'm giving it out, l'cha, your measures have to be perfect when you're treating other people a certain way. You have to act perfectly. As opposed to what? As opposed to when other people are measuring things out for you, then you shouldn't be so makbid. Meaning, even if you're perfect in your measures, don't say, well, I'm perfect with everybody else, I expect everybody to be perfect with me. Don't worry about it. That you have to be mavram midaisav, literally. You have to say, okay, listen, if people are not makbid, if people are not so from when it comes to what they're doling out to me, what they're giving me, either in, you know, Cheshem Mishpat or Ebenezer or Chaim Yerideh, whatever it is, any type of thing that is happening to me, that other people are being unfair to me, I gotta overlook that. I have to be maver al midaisav. Your own scales have to be perfect. The way you treat others, you can't say, okay, I'm maver al midaisav to other people. I'm mavater, so I'm gonna act in a way expecting other people to mavater for me. That doesn't work that way. You have to be perfect. You're expected to set the bar high for your own standards of relationships with other people. You have to treat other people perfectly. You have to be, you know, always on the highest level of ethics and honesty and good midas. But when it comes to other people doling things out to you, measuring things out to you, treating you a certain way, then you should not be makbid. I think that might be what the Torah is telling us. Based on the Rashi, is the one that's saying that ma'aral midas means literally that you're not being medactic, limdaid midal and mitzaranaisai. And this is what we call vitor. Vitor is something that's a beautiful midah to have, like I said before. If you're able to mevater with other people, you are a winner in life. It's very hard to be mevater. Vitor is a very hard thing to do because our natural tendency is we always want to even the score. We always want to, you know, make sure that if somebody did something bad to us, we are not going to let him get away with it. And if we ever have the opportunity to, you know, take revenge in a certain way, we will. You weren't nice to me last week. I have a mental note of that. And now when you come to me, I'm not going to be so nice to you. You didn't let me, copy your notes when I was sick. Now I'm not going to let you copy my notes when the other way. And v'chehena v'chehena, vitor means, you're right, you know, this guy really wasn't nice to me, but who cares? Get over it. Just be mevater, let it go. Let it go. This is especially true in Shalom Bayis. I always quote Rav Shach's famous vart when somebody asks Rav Shach, how do you do Shalom Bayis? You know, what's the trick to having perfect, relations with your wife? How do you do it? Rav Shach had a storybook marriage, and he said there's three tricks to Shalom Bayis. If you want to have peace in the home, if you want to really have harmony and everything good in your house, three tricks. Vitor, vitor, and vitor. Those are the three things. Chassan, whenever I give this in a private, they're like whipping out their pen. They're ready for for me to whisper that. It's one thing. It's vitor, vitor, vitor. If a person is mevater, you're going to have a good marriage because it's all about vitor. If you're going to say, I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that and, how could you're not going to get away with that and you're not going to do that. You're going to have a horrible marriage because everything is going to be tit for tat and you're going to not give in. You're going to, be makbin on every little thing. That's not going to work. The only way that a person can manage in any relationship, but especially in a marriage, which is fraught with a lot of tension sometimes because you're living together, because men and women are different. So, the only way that you're going to survive that is if you're that personality type that's just very easygoing. It's fine. I know that, you got upset at me when I came late, last week for supper, but tonight, we were supposed to go out and you came late. So I could say, for you, it's okay to come late. Just get over it. Don't make a big deal about it. Just shut up and move on. Forget about it. Be mevater. Chalk it up to just forget about it. Don't be so makbid. And if you're not makbid, then you can be livable. You're a person that people could get along with. But if you're going to be like that type that, no, you didn't do that to me, and you act babyish, and you act like very makbid on every little thing, then it's going to be a tough go. Rav Shach once said, this is not about marriage, this is Stam, there were two people that were fighting, about a certain, issue, whatever it was, like a political issue in a shul or whatever, and neither of them wanted to budge an inch. And Rav Shach told somebody about this machlekes, he said, it's a shame that they don't know the sweetness of vitor. There's a certain sweetness to being mevater. You think that it's much better to, I'm macho, I'm not giving in, and we're going to fight to the death and whatever. There's a certain sweetness to vitor. If a person is able to be that type, then I'm just like, forget about it, it's fine. You win, I'm not going to be makbid, it's true that, you didn't give me this, or, you promised that you would, and you gave it to somebody else, and it's fine. There, when you act that way, there's like a nayam to your life. There's a certain intangible chain to people that are like that. They just have a chain to them. Like, it's fine, don't worry about it. But the people that are, that type personality, it's very difficult to live with. Nobody respects them because they're so macho. It's like Nebuch. Like, you don't budge. You're just like a bulldozer. Nobody wants to be roommates with a bulldozer. Nobody wants to be married to a bulldozer. Nobody wants to be friends with a bulldozer. You want to be friends and hang out with people that are just chill, that are nice, easygoing type of people. Rav Shach said also, additionally, in a separate time, he said, my whole life I was mevater. And never once did I lose because of it? You think that if you're mevater, that means that you're a loser. And you're gonna, you know, you're always giving up things. You're always gonna, you know, you're basically conceding defeat before you even start. So you're gonna lose, right? If you're that person that's always giving in, and every time there's like, let's say a money matter, let's say, you know, you and your neighbor had some financial disagreement about something with a gardener, with a fence that was being built or whatever, and you know, and you say, you know, it's fine. I'm happy paying for it. Are you crazy? You're gonna lose. You're losing out on a lot of money because you're a pushover. You're a wimp. You're a loser. Rav Shach says no. You never lose out when you're mevater. Whenever you're mevater and it seems like I'm losing, you'll always win. You'll win on many levels, but you'll always win. Don't think that you're gonna lose out on things. The Chafetz Chaim used to say that. He made a special, like, shalom account, which means that he had a special, I don't know if he had a bank account or he had an envelope in those, I don't know how it worked, but basically, let's say he had an envelope somewhere in his house, and he kept a couple of $100 in that envelope. And every time there would be a disagreement with somebody over a money issue, then he would, instead of fighting, instead of saying, no, let's go to Din Torah, no, don't go to Din Torah. This money is earmarked just for Shalom. Let's take out the money from that little envelope and pay the guy for that. Now, with that money, it didn't come out of my wallet. If it comes out of my wallet, it hurts. But this is like escrow. This is like money that's in a Shalom escrow account. I can't touch it anyway. It's not my money. It's a Shalom account. It's something that, you know, it doesn't feel, I don't feel a pinch because it wasn't, it's like hektish. It wasn't earmarked for me anyway. If I touch it, I'd be mal. So it makes life so much easier. For a little money, sometimes you could buy so much happiness. But if you're going to be makbid on everything, you know, then it's never going to, it's always going to, you know, come right back at you. It's going to haunt you. You're going to, if you don't pay that money, let's say that the case with your neighbor. So let's say it's $100, you know, where the gardener, I don't know, he cut down a tree or whatever. Something happened between you and your neighbor. And now you're going to, you know, you're fighting it out with your neighbor over $100 tree. Now, for the rest of your life, as long as you're living in this house, every time you come out of your house and you see the neighbor, what do? You give him a dirty look or you turn the other way and you can't say good Shabbos to me. You're not allowed to say good Yontif to me. You're not allowed to, you know, invite him to your simchas. He can't invite you to, for what? For $100 measly dollars? LMI, so why are you making a fight? Because it's not it's the principle of the matter. How dare he? Get over it. Get over it, live with it, be mevater, and when you're mevater, you win. When you lose in life, very often you win, and when you win in life, you lose. You might win a din Torah, but at what cost? What cost? Is it worth it? It's not worth it. If Steinemann was like a great mevater, and there's a sign that I saw in a magazine that it was, I don't know if it was being sold in the stores in Eretz Yisrael, and I don't know if he said it himself, but this was a sign that that it had a picture of Steinemann and it said on it, I guess he did say it, I don't think they would attribute it to him if he didn't say it, but it says like this, Nar ha-yisi, gamza kanti, I was young and I was old, v'loi ra-yisi, mevater nifsad. And never in my life, similar to what Rav Shach said, I never saw a mevater lose. Never. Mevater always wins. Every single time that you are able to give in and to forego your kavod, forego your money, forego your self-esteem, whatever it is, your dignity, the kavod that you expected, people didn't, you know, give you the right seat at a chasno, or they forgot to invite you to the chasno, or whatever, you know, you thought that you were going to get shlishi on Shabbos, and instead you got chamishi on Shabbos, and that was like a, you know, such a, and you're going to get crazy from it, get over it. Just be mevater. Forget about it. Don't get nuts over it. It's not worth it. You'll save so much aggravation, so much life, so many relationships will be saved if you're not such a stickler on every little thing. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to tell over the story about the aguna that saved the Mir Yeshiva. Famous story. There was, during one of the wars in Eretz Yisrael, so the whole Mir Yeshiva, which wasn't what it is today, it was a much smaller yeshiva, they went down to the bomb shelter. not just the Mir Yeshiva, but the people that lived in that in the neighborhood of the Mir Yeshiva. They were all down in the bomb shelter. The bombs were flying. They mamash heard them whizzing and exploding all over. They thought it was that everybody was davening and crying and learning whatever they were doing in that bomb shelter. In the middle of all of this, there was an aguna, a woman whose husband refused to give her a get for decades. It was like she was an aguna nebuch. The better part of her life, she gave up. She could have remarried and had a nice family, nice life. But this husband of hers, who was a terrible person, who mamish messed up her entire life. He did not give her a get, and he literally chained her to a life of terrible, just one bad thing after another because he didn't permit her to get remarried. This was who was in the bomb shelter. She gets up, this aguna, in the middle of, all this chaos going on, and she says to Rabbi Nishleilam, in this chus that you stop this sakana from befalling us here, I forgive my husband who left me in aguna for the past 3 decades of my life, who has messed up my life, who has made everything in my life crazy, my kids, my marriage, my everything. I couldn't live for the past 30 years of my life because of this guy. I am meichel him, I'm mevater, just stop the sakana. And all of a sudden the bomb stopped and everything went back to being peaceful. And Rav Chaim Shlomo says, this aguna saved the Mir Yeshiva. Because of this one selfless act of vitor, that she had every reason in the world. This isn't like stepping on your foot or not giving you chamisha. This is like real abuse. This is something that's real. It's not the other things. Maybe I was like, okay, big deal, get over it. This is something you can't get over. You can't get over somebody literally killing your life, making your life a nightmare, embarrassing you publicly for not a minute, but for forever. She was able to somehow, some way, find it inside of her to be mevater, to say I'm meichel him, and because of that, the Rabbeinu Shlom was meichel her and meichel the entire yeshiva as a result. That's a great, great etzah to menatzeach in din. And this is from Chazal, kalam maver al midaisav. If you are able to find this midah of vitor in you, mavir la kol pshav. The Rabbeinu Shlom says, he wins. Before the din even starts, he wins. If you're able to get over things and not be maide to mida, everything has to be perfect, everything, I'm so makbid on my weights, how could he not be makbid on his weights? How could he not be, able to give me back what I gave him? I gave him everything perfectly always. I was always so nice to you, so kind to you, so good to you. I did this and that and that. And then when I needed something from you, that's what you do to me? That's a normal reaction. That's din. That's midas ha-din. Midas ha-din, you're right. But if you're able to transcend din and go into the world of rachamim, go into the world of vitor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also will transcend the din of Rosh Hashanah and enter the world with you of vitor and say, machalach, 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 it's fine, I'm mevater, and you should be zeiche to aksiv chasimatay. But that's the way it works. That's a chazal. Mitzvah Hashem, if these are all wonderful tools, and Mitzvah Hashem, next week we will see a fourth one.